Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, what's up, champion? Welcome back to another week. It's Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week here in the United States of America. Hope you're having an amazing Monday. Let's get it going. Hey, lessons from Disney. I think if you've been around the personal development space long enough, or business or entrepreneurship, somebody someplace has recorded a "this is what we could learn from Disney" type of training, which is great. I mean, Disney is straight up, man. That story about Walt Disney having just a couple bucks in his pocket starting that theme park, it's just incredible. That's not what I'm going to talk about, but I still think that is amazing what that dude did, man. That's just crazy. Of course, everybody tried to talk him out of it. Does that sound familiar? People tried to talk good old Walt out of Disney and get bankrupt and all this stuff. Man, I love those stories. I just love the champion of the underdog. Men and women all around the world going after their dream, defying all the naysayers around them. Because these people that are saying, "What are you doing? I don't know if you should do that. That's a little risky." Well, it's risky for them because they don't trust themselves. They don't believe in themselves. They know that they would get distracted. They would procrastinate. They would run up against a roadblock and quit. You won't do that. You could never do that. So that's why Walt Disney had the success he had. So how about Disney today? Again, not what I'm going to talk about. Eventually, maybe I'll get to what I'm going to talk about in the podcast. But you know that Disney Plus app that you get? Well, if you're a Verizon customer, you get it free for the first year. So I downloaded it for my, you get four people in your family can use it. So, of course, all my kids are on it, like binging it. And Disney addicts going back to, you know, Laura and Paige are teenagers watching, you know, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and all these shows they're watching growing up. And now Susan's on it. Everybody's on it. Anyway, how about Disney now compared to 25, 30 years ago? I mean, they don't even look the same. They were just theme parks back in the day. Now they've got all these different movies and TV properties and radio. I mean, it's crazy. However, let me tell you about what I learned at Disney. I learned when I went to Disney, I learned that it really is true that how you make people feel can reward you. I mean, really, really reward you. So the first time I'd been to look, except for the time I went to Epcot Center when I was living in Florida in 1988, I went with my buddy Pat and his sister, but that was Epcot. And it was neat, but I didn't enjoy it at all. Didn't enjoy Epcot at all. I walked around, they got all these different restaurants, and it's kind of a cultural thing, which is neat, but I wasn't into that at the age of 20. Anywho, fast forward, Madeline was a couple of years old. I think she might have been 18 months old, 2 years old. This is my daughter who's a freshman at UC now. So this probably would have been 2003, somewhere in there, 2003. And we went to Disney and I walk in Magic Kingdom and I just almost started bawling because I see the castle and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a dad and I've got a daughter and we're at Disney World and I've never been to Disney World. Ah! You know, and I was just like a big mess. And we did it all, man. We got the photo with Mickey and all that stuff. But after a while, I started thinking, huh, okay. Now, I'm still, you know, the afterglow was definitely setting in. I mean, I was good after that. And seeing the parade was nice. But in between, when I first got there, had the emotional, you know, midlife crisis meltdown that, oh my God, I'm a dad, I'm at Disney. I could never afford to go to Disney. And then I'm like, okay, this is kind of a high price walk now that we're on, okay? It's a high price walk. A couple things hit me. Amazingly, how clean the park was. I mean, you almost wanted to just like drop a napkin just to see how fast somebody come behind you and pick it up. That was one thing, how clean it was and still is. And then also about how high priced everything was. It was like 10 times as expensive. Hey, you want a water? I mean, this was 18 years ago or whatever, but you want a water? Yeah, it's $5. Oh, it's 20 cents at home. Yeah, okay. Anyway, you're in our park now. And none of that includes the price to get into Disney, but all of that was just the experience, you know? by around, if we got there, let's say we got there around 9:30 in the morning, by noon, 1 o'clock, I was ready to get out of there. I really was. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I get it. This is great. Lot to soak in. Going broke. It's just like big donation to my kid. And I know it's all for the kids, man. I get it. But the whole point of this podcast is how you making people feel. Disney made me, like, it really brought up all of those dad emotions, you know? It brought it up, and they played it perfectly. They know exactly what they're doing. They play to the parent, you know? You got to get your little loved one this, that. You got to get the photo. You got to pay for the photo, you know, holding the little magic ball in front of Cinderella's castle, that thing, you know? And so Tinkerbell, is that what it is? Doesn't matter. And it's all about how you're making people feel, you know. And this goes for anything that you do, whether you're a contractor, a pastor, mowing lawns, doesn't matter, man. Online marketing, social media, how do you make people feel? You don't have to make them melt down and cry, but how about making them feel like you know what you're talking about? At least you're one step ahead of them. They need to know that you're confident that they will have success in the product and service that you're providing them. You know, someone comes to, you know, like the dude that cleans my chimney out. I never had my chimney cleaned out until I moved into this old farmhouse, 200-year-old home we live in here in Cincinnati. 2 years ago, I had the chimney cleaned out. I didn't even know you needed it cleaned out. I guess you do, you know, it was being used prior. This dude came in. He's like, oh my God, he must have filled up 5 full garbage can full of soot, ashes, you know, all the black stuff behind your, behind the, that's built in wood burning stove that we had, wood burning fireplace. He took the insert out and behind there was just like 6 feet of just black ashes and all that stuff. But he made me feel safe, secure, that after he said, hey, you have some cracks in your chimney, you're going to need a new line, all stuff. But he made us feel safe that what we were, you know, the wood we were going to continue to burn that winter would not burn our house down. He was very knowledgeable, very kind, great kid, you know. And I had all those emotions around. It wasn't that I was going to cry about my fireplace. I felt comfortable that the level of service this guy provided was great. He cared about me. He knew what he was doing, and I felt safe and secure. You know, what is it that you do every day, and what's the experience that you want to leave people with? Because, look, we all buy on emotion first, and then we'll justify it. Have you ever bought something on emotion? Yeah, like 5 minutes ago. Maybe it's a cup of coffee. You know you didn't need that third cup of coffee, but you're like, oh, you know, it's going to make me feel warm. It's kind of cold out. Or I just want to feel, yeah, taste a cup of coffee. Pumpkin spice is big right now, November here in Ohio. People will buy on emotion first, and they'll justify it second. I'm speaking in Dallas in a couple of weeks, and when I sell from stage, it's going that course that I sell, my podcasting course, is what I'll be talking about mainly. People will get emotional because they'll want to share their message with the world, and I'm going to teach them and kind of show them how to do it. And then if they want to continue to learn how to do it, they'll come on board my live 4-week webinar. That's it. It's buying on emotion. And the one thing I'm very careful of is I want to make sure at the end of that webinar, because they're going to pay $1,000 for that training, I want to make sure that everybody that buys it, at the end, I make everybody say this: Sam, you over-delivered. It's very important for me to hear that. If I don't hear that, I contact the person and make it right. Like, what was it about this that if you invested $1,000, you did not feel like you got way more value? All the bonuses that are included, email support, all that. What is it that can make you say, Sam, you over-delivered? Oh my God, this was amazing. Because unless I hear that from every client, I just can't move on. I want them to feel that emotion that here's not just, there's so many snake oil salespeople that sell from stage, that speak, and the only thing they want is your money. That's it. I feed my family being a speaker, trainer, podcaster, you know, coaching like that. But I don't ever want to collect $1 that wasn't earned. And I don't ever want people to go through a product or a service of mine or working with me that didn't feel like they got the value. Now, obviously, if you buy a $47 e-product, you're not going to get, the expectation level is not the same as working together one-on-one in coaching. But still, you got to, it's how you make people feel. You know, fast forward to just a couple of years ago, it's probably 15 years in between Disney trips, we took our daughter Susan to Disney when she got her trach removed, and it was super duper emotional. I mean, that trip was all about her. We brought our whole family, but that trip was all about her, and seeing this girl having her trach removed, and she had a Band-Aid and a gauze pad over the trach hole in her neck because it hadn't healed yet, walking around Disney just enamored, like just her jaw open all day. Now that, my friend, that was emotional. That was freaking way off the charts emotional. But a different kind of emotion, you know, than when I went 15 years prior with what at the time was our only child, you know? So it's how you're going to make somebody feel. And then how do you feel doing what you're doing? Let's talk about you for a quick second before we wrap it up. How do you feel currently providing the service or the product that you provide somebody? Does it make you feel, does it give you emotion? You know, does it give you that, like, this podcast always makes me feel amazing when I'm done recording it, because I just feel like, man, the ability, it's just, I live the dumbest life. Like, I get to do what I do, loving what I do, and getting paid to do what I do. That's Saturday. That's every day being Saturday. But it's so, recording the show gives me emotions. I love it. Great emotion. And never fail. I've been doing it 15 years. I feel more emotional and grateful now than I did 15 years ago. Is that possible? Yeah, it's possible, because you just continue to love what you do. And as you get older, you really start to reflect on how lucky you are and how few people get this opportunity, you know? So how do you feel, champion? How do you feel going to a job or going to a business or providing the level of service? Do you love it? If not, you know you can make a change, right? It starts with a decision and then action behind that. Make a decision and then just take action behind that. I would love to work with you one-on-one. If you want me to call you, just shoot me a text, 513-582-6570. That's my personal cell phone. Text me if you're ready to work together, 513-582-6570. Or just get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and I'll call you. Either way, but it just starts with a decision, okay? And make no mistake, you can make people feel amazing, and you can feel amazing. It doesn't have to be an either-or proposition when you finally make that decision to do what you love. All right? Happy Saturday, champion. Let's get after it, all right? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.